Good morning. I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's Wednesday, July 8th. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. President Obama is joining the other leaders of the world's top industrialized nations for the G8 summit. Mr. Obama arrived earlier today for the session in L'Aquila, Italy, and topping the agenda for the leaders, how best to handle this stage of the global recession. Two other issues being discussed, how to stop the spread of nuclear weapons and climate change. Undercover agents easily snuck bombs into some federal buildings. That's from a Government Accountability Office report that's out today. This video shows the agents smuggling the bomb materials through X-ray machines. They tried this at 10 federal buildings and succeeded each time. Then they managed to assemble the bombs inside and carry them to different offices. The White House promised a sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety system. 76 million people get sick every year from their food, according to the CDC, and 5,000 of them die. To make your eggs safer, the Agriculture Department will have new standards to cut salmonella by the end of the year. The USDA will test more at meatpacking plants to find the deadly E. coli bacteria. A man from Georgia thought his vehicle was in the shop until he got a ticket in the mail. Turns out the repair shop owner took it home and didn't pay a highway toll, and he agreed to keep the car at the shop until the guy could pay the bill. It was there for weeks. The shop owner drove it 87 miles. He says that's from the test drives and also from the trip home.
I'm not out sporting around in his car styling. I've got one of my own.
I don't think any other dealership would have driven my car home.
You're up to date. Those are the headlines for you at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.